sitting up there for. Mm-hmm. I think that's 10 years ago. When we first started teasing my hair up to make it stand up real high.
Yeah.
And my sister went to church one Sunday morning, and my first cousin's husband said, "Well, look at Barbara. The woman where she's got a bristle raised." She's like,
"Oh,
How does a calf do when he's being weaned?
Oh,
the dog.
And what does a calf,
say,
the blank of a cow or calf that's feeding calves?
Oh, they moo or they low,
beg
for food.
What does a horse do that's feeding calves?
Oh, mucus.
Well, yeah.
I do too.
Now you know, people, you know, she's such an outdoors, she gets sick to the mouth up like this, you know, and does it like that.
Oh,
what is a hen call that sits on eggs?
Oh, you call that a little setting hen.
Okay, and if you don't want her to sit, what do you put her in?
Oh, you put the thing in the coop.
Now, when you're eating chicken, and this is a part of the breast, and it comes out kind of like this, what is that called?
Pulley bone.
That's pulley bone. And what, what is the superstition concerning the pulley bone?
You let two people make a wish and pull it apart, and the one that gets the shortest end will be the first, and the one that will marry first, and put it over the door, and the first man that walks under, that's the one that's supposed to marry.
No, I didn't. What I always heard is pull it apart, and the one that gets the longest in is the one that will marry first, but you know, there was nothing about putting it on the door.
Yeah.
I didn't put it on the door.
Oh, lots of times if I had one over the door, I thought the mud coming out, put it down, wouldn't it?
Now, what is the edible insides of a pig or a cake called? Now, this I never had heard of, but maybe you have. I don't know, I guess you cook the insides of them and they can be eat.
Oh, they're chips. They're delicious.
Well, I know how they eat. Well, how do you fix them? Fire them, boil them, or what do you do?
You parboil them. And then you take them out. And then before you put them in, the big long meat, you lick them like a chain and cook them. And then you take them, and you parboil them, and then you take them out, roll them in the oil, and fry them. Girl, they are delicious.
Well, it sounds like they, you know, just gobs up, but you don't cook them just for me to tell them.
They just cook several.
Mm-hmm.
They shrivel up real short, those meats.
They look like kind of like sausage. You know, you see the sausage.
No, They look like they look kind of like a plaited hair that hasn't been plaited very well. Just kind of, loose.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have some. What do you call feeding cans around the farm?
Chore cans?
Mm-hmm, could be. What's the call of a cow? I think this is. No, I never could call.
Oh, the way you call a cow?
Yeah, you call a cow. I heard Philip say that one time, but I thought it was suck. And Philip really did like it, you know, because I didn't know anything about all this kind of stuff. Suck, and he said, you know, they'll never come here. I said, suck. Now, if you want to make them spin and steal, what do you say to them?